evening. You are tuned in to Faces of Success Radio. I am your host, Pearl J, and we have a very special, exclusive interview with you tonight with Bishop Don Magic Juan. Good evening, and welcome to Faces of Success Studios. How are you?
Hey, Church, Preach, Tabernacle. It's a blessing to be on here this evening.
Oh,
can you hear me?
Hey, yes, I can hear you perfectly well. I want to thank you for your time this evening and jump right into our interview. How's the weather out there treating you?
Hey, the weather is beautiful, and that's one of the reasons I moved from Chicago out here to Hollywood. One thing about it, you don't never have to cover up your glamour because it stays beautiful out here.
All right. Well, I know that you have, touched a little bit of everything when it comes to, the music and movies and, it all. And I wanted to ask you, when you first found out in 2003 that, Snoop Dogg was going to start producing your first album, how did that make you feel?
Well, one thing about it, it was an amazing, amazing feeling. One thing you got to know that we're talking about a rap icon and movie star. So the amazing thing is we hit it right off. We become friends. And all of a sudden, not only did he do that in the music, when I had my radio show and podcast, he would make the introduction for me. That's real people do real things, and Snoop is a real one.
Right. And what was your role of music in the early years of your life?
Well, I'm old school. I'm still, digging the Motown and the Philly International sound. I'm still liking the Shy, like Ham Evan and the Blue Note, and also Charge Wright in the 100 Watt Street Band. I'm still with that kind of music.
Right. I just had Charles Wright actually on my show last night, so that's funny that you should mention him. Are you from a musical or artistic family?
No, I'm not. We just, Chicago, West Side, and I just happen to be blessed with my gift that brought it to this level.
All right. And who would you say inspired you to be a part of the music industry?
Well, I would say the days of old, Motown sound, R&B. I had become friends with people like Tyrone Davis and Johnny Taylor, them kind of people, Otis Clay, And then I had parties where I would hire different entertainers for my birthday and player ball. We didn't have the Dramatic, the Satellite, Tyrone Davis. Oh, man, we didn't have Hal Melvin and the Blue Note, that entertained every year at the player's ball. So I would just, I would say I was born into it. And, I had a musical family. My brother played guitar, and my other brothers and sisters, they loved old school music, so they was playing it in my ear way before I was able to know about it.
Yeah, I plan to do a player's ball soon. I really do. I plan to put on one actually next year. I plan to do it this year, but I have one. It's going to be called the Sugar Player's Ball, and I'm having sugar-free headlining on my show, but I have one coming up soon. Maybe I can send you an invite to come out to be on my lineup for that show next year. So,
if you're going to have a player's ball, how it's going to be that without the bitch of Don Juan there, the saints in it, the anointed. You know what I mean? And what city are you talking about doing it in?
In Reno, Nevada.
Okay.
In Reno,
that's
Nevada.
Reno. That's live.
Pardon me?
I said that's live to have it in Reno. That'll be beautiful.
Yes, and so I will definitely keep you in the loop of that, because I'm going to bring Fillmore Slammy in and a lot of different people that I know, so I'm really looking forward to it. And so I want to ask you, describe your creative process.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Describe your creative process. Your own creative process, like when you're into things, what's the most creative process that you have?
Well, fashion has really brought me a long way. Fashion seemed to be my fortune. And that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And doing movies, radio, TV, videos, I mean, it's an amazing journey, and I thank God so much, Chet, for selecting me and giving me that anointing. I go all over the country. I'll be hosting prayer balls, birthday parties, you know, all kind of special events. Spiritual advisor to Snoop Dogg, who you mentioned earlier, Mike Tyson, Pete Diddy, you know what I mean? Even Magic Johnson in the old days. I have given these guys some very fatherly and wisely advice. Snoop Dogg himself said, you know what I mean, it's amazing, and he put it in the Rolling Stone magazine that our association made him go from gangster to playing. He said it saved his life. That's a big thing right there in itself, to know that the mission was not just to come to Hollywood, the flash and the glamour, but to be able to touch on one's life, to make a difference in their life, so that you see the things that Snoop are doing now, movies, video. He's a required death row. He's definitely a boss now, and I feel so much part of that journey that he gave me the opportunity to fellowship with him so that I could gain some old school understanding. I toured with him for about 8 years or better, and it was amazing. We didn't miss like a week of being apart. And you know what I mean? We did movies together, video together, and music together. It was a complete transformation for me from coming from preacher and then getting an opportunity to meet Snoop Dogg like that. I met Snoop Dogg back in 1994, really. And it was in Atlanta. It was at the old Freaknik they used to have. And he was performing during that weekend, and that's when we first met. And then over the years, he would come to Chicago and come down where I would hang at and, you know, go to the barbershop right there and talk to the guys and different things. And every time he in town, I'd make it my business to contact him or to go to his show. It's just an amazing journey, and I'm really happy and thankful about it, you know, to be able to be involved in such a genius life, such as Snoop Dogg. And, you know, I know many others, you know, Ice-T, E-40, you know what I mean, Too Short. There's quite a few of
yes.
them, to name a few, you know.
You have an amazing wardrobe. I mean, I sometimes just go through your pictures, and I mean, I go do Google, and I'm like, you know, how do you come up with all of those creative concepts? I mean, because I've not seen anything close to your concepts. They're just so uniquely different and put together, you know, coordinated. I really want to highly compliment you on that.
I want to thank you so much for that, you know what I mean? But as we started off the conversation, I was letting you know that fashion was my fortune. I mean, you know, I first, you know what I mean, we have to go all the way back to where I was a pimp, and you know what I mean? And to be a pimp, you had to have a certain flash. And then not only that, my clothes that are made are tailor-made. I have been imitated a lot by different individuals. And you're right, I've never been duplicated. You know, I created my own color, the green for the money, the gold for the honey slogan, you know what I mean? And I got a book out on my life story and been talking to different individuals, having meetings with people like 50 Cent about possibly making it a series of my life story. So it's a few things that really have been taking place, and I just feel honored about it. And it seems like it's not slowing down. It's getting bigger and bigger. You know, I guess the reason is because I know people say it's hard, but I keep it real. I treat others like I want to be treated. You know what I mean? I don't play games with people.
And for those of you that are listening, we have Bishop Don Juan on. You're on Faces of Success Radio. My name is Pearl J. I'm your host for the evening, and we are doing an exclusive interview with Mr. Don Juan, and we are so pleased to have him on the show. And moving along, how do you manage your personal and professional life and keep them separately?
Well, One thing about it is no separate. It's all in one. You know what I mean? It depends on the mood, the party, the situation, whether we out partying, whether we at the table doing a business meeting. I'm still the same guy. What you see is what you get. And that's the thing that have made me, I guess, fashionable and respected by different individuals. Because I mean what I say what I mean. I just keep it on some real stuff. I don't try to play games with nobody to trick the players out of nothing. If it's some good gang I know, I'm going to put it on them. I'm going to tell them like it is. I'm not going to encourage anybody to pimp or anything. But if they was into it and they asked me the best way to do it, I would give them my advice. I ain't going to make them or force them. I would just share the best advice I can for them, whether I think they should be in it or should just leave it alone. And that's one thing about me, you can count on getting the truth.
If someone is going to make your life into a movie, who would play you?
Well, Denzel is a friend of mine, and he's a very good character player. And also the gentleman that I've been working with closely for over the last maybe 15 years, Bill Duke, he advised me on financial that we would need and the level of actors we would need and the different actors that would be available to do that. So I would more or less take his advice. And then another character I found out to really be able to play different individuals, and I'm so amazed, and he's a friend of mine, Jamie Foxx. Wow, you know, after seeing him play Ray, it stung me. I was just so amazed at that talent because he's been a funny man for so long. And then to be able to turn it on like that, and then, you know, a blind man, it was such an amazing, amazing movie.
Right. Well, you know, you give a lot of credits to a lot of strong, you know, black men, but you know, you're a very credible black man yourself, and I highly respect you. I've met you in person myself. We have a few photos together, and I've always I wanted to get you on my show to get an interview, but I kept missing the opportunity. So I'm really, really happy that the moment has finally came and I was able to get you on my show. And I again want to thank you for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio. I want to ask you, describe your acting style.
Well, my action style?
Yes.
Well, see, one thing about me is I'm more of a big personality. You know, it's the thing about it that it's one thing to act and to be such a big personality. I can walk in a room, and before I really hit the back, they're already saying, the Bishop Don Juan is in the building. And I, you know, because of, like you just said earlier, an icon in fashion, a one of a kind. I ain't going to be standing next to nobody that's got the same suit on as me unless it's some family members, and we did that together. It makes me stand out as different because, I mean, years and years of this, so people know it ain't no fake phony or none of that about this. And they know I don't sugarcoat nothing. I keep it real, like Holyfield.
Right. Well, I appreciate you keeping it real. And
People going through so much, and they didn't hear so many different versions of different ways to be and things to say. That's why they need somebody that's going to give them some real. I mean, giving it to them is a very important thing, because today nobody has got leadership. Nobody is really such a big voice, you know what I mean, for the people, not just black, but black, white, red, or green, whatever it is. We need a voice for all mankind, because the way the situation is now, it is beyond human control.
What has been the biggest problem you've encountered in your journey of your career?
Well, I said one of the biggest encounters were when I was a pimp. I had my girls, which were some black girls, and I told them I didn't allow them to date blacks, because, you know, you're dating blacks, it's so much problem and too much work, and they want their money back and a lot of things like that. So this girl was working I'm from Chicago, and she's working on the west side of Chicago around like a merchant era, and it was around like Halsted and Lake Street. The people that's listening to this that's from Chicago, they probably familiar with the area. But she was over there working as a prostitute, and this car pulled up on her, and the guy tried to date her, which was a black guy, and she refused him. And this guy took out his gun and shot her 5 times, a couple of times in the head, in the body, and in her arm. I didn't know it because she called my sister. And my sister called me and said that Michelle had got shot. So she at the hospital, you know, the county hospital in Chicago. I went to the hospital. Her mother was there, and she laying there with tubes and everything in her. I mean, critical. And she looked up and seen me. I came in with my sister, and she said, I see somebody that I want to get up out this bed and get them their money. Her mother looked at me and said, what have you done to my daughter? I said, nothing, ma'am. That just pure dedication. She laying here dying, but she said to me when she seen me, she wished she could get up and get me my money. Her mother was stung, but I was stung because it's the first I heard of it. And to witness something like that, that was one of the most crucial times really in my life.
Right. Well, yeah, that touches home. I mean, you know, she was very dedicated, you know, to you, you know. And I guess, you know, if that's where her heart is at, you know, it speaks for itself, you know. But let me ask you this. What is your typical weekend looking like?
Well, since, you know, COVID, you know what I mean, the last few years, you know, it's been like they shut down the clubs and shut down the artists, and, you know what I mean, they put the masks on you and required vaccination and different things. So the weekends have become to be quiet. You know, nothing really happening. I mean, the clubs ain't really not even in full swing. A lot of different artists like Rick Ross used to come in here regularly into Cali and do some things, hadn't really been here like that. So it haven't really fully opened up. And so after being shut in for so long, it have become, you know, just common. You know what I mean? Enjoy, you know. So get a chance to enjoy the bills that I pay now, the light bill, the gas bill, the rent, by being at home sometime now, you know?
Yes. What advice would you give for someone who is just starting a career following your footsteps?
Well, one thing about it is I'm not such a bad guy. And if you realize it or notice it, I haven't cursed to anything during this interview. So, you know, I don't say them kind of things. So I wouldn't be a bad guy to, you know what I mean, to try to duplicate. I got a lot of good points in me, and it has proven it from the different people that I worked with and been around and did different things. Even when I was a pimp, it was certain aurora about me that others, you know, treated me differently than they did other pimps because I was different in some kind of way. I respect, I say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, and things like that. You know, I'm from old school. I was raised different than a lot of these people. So, you know what I mean? When you see me, that's what I say. You get what you see. It ain't no fake form or fashion or none of that. It's the real deal. And that's the way I present myself. And you will continue to see this time and time again every time we would meet. You know what I mean? That this is really the character that I am.
So how does it feel to have so many people, you know, and, you know, that look up to you and, you know, and to be a celebrity? How does that feel to you?
Well, like I said, you know what I mean? You know, after, you know, leaving that pimp world, you know what I mean, and, you know, following Christianity, it gave me a different outlook on life and things. And to be able to change another individual's life of some of the lives that I probably consider myself destroyed because of the life that I was living. It wasn't about drugs, but I was serious about being a pimp. I never did drugs, never used drugs. I never sold drugs. I always been smoking marijuana since I was 12 years old, you know. And like you said, how it made me feel, it's an amazing feeling. The people that I name and you name, to be able to bump shoulders with them, not as a fan, but as a, almost like a family member, a true friend, you know, and so that's amazing. And as a matter of fact, maybe 2 days ago, I said in prayer to God, thank you that you had anointed and lifted my name so much that the people would want to hear about it long after I'm gone. They would be interested in it. I said, I pray that I have done something right to really require and enjoy such a treat as that is lifting my name up. People call me from all over the world. They had a big party over there in, I think it's Morocco, for Prince Albert or something. And it's a socialite lady I know, and Donald Trump was over there to party. And for some reason, my name came up. Donald Trump said, well, how do you know Bishop Don Juan? And the socialite said, everybody know Bishop Don Juan. Now, this all the way over there, they're doing their big party. You know, there's who's who's of anybody, and my name is brought up. And then to have a fellowship of people, not only just Snoop, Ice-T, but people like Orrin Wilson, Ben Stiller.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the guys I have fellowship with and give a Aurora Glass to. It was a show that Orrin Wilson was doing it, and I think it was the Jay Leno show. And they was asking him about a new movie he had just appeared in. And they said all he was talking about is about you, Bishop. We trying to get the movie talk out of him. He was talking about the glass you gave him, the belt buckle. And when we did the movie Starts and Hutch, they had Snoop on there at Starts and Hutch movie. You know, he played Huggy Bear. Orrin them used to ask me to hang around the set, come on by any time, you know. They used to introduce me to different actors and producers and directors that they would bring around. It's just a different character and respectability about me. Like I said, I treat people like I want to be treated.
Amen to that. Well, I want to tell you so very, very much. Like I said, I'm very, very honored to have you on Faces of Success Radio. And I hope that, you know, when things are coming up, we are running out of time, but when things are coming up, that, you know, you'll give us a shout and keep us updated on what you got going on.
I tell you what, then. I got something coming up. I'll be in Washington, D.C., August 12th, 13th, and 14th, hosting a big birthday party and player ball. Come on down there and fellowship with me. You won't miss me. I'll be in the green and the gold. So come on out, Washington, D.C., 12th, 13th, and 14th. They're having a big birthday and player ball, and I'll be hosting it. So y'all come on down and fellowship with the bishop. Also, I'm inviting you too, dear.
Okay, well, thank you. I would love to come out and support. I would love to do that. And then also, I would love to also invite you to the event also and see if we could work something out to get you for the event that I'm doing coming up in May of 2023. So maybe we could talk about that. So, again, Mr. Juan, I want to thank you again for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio. I wish you all the very, very best. I hope that you don't forget me. My name is Pearl J, and you have a very blessed evening.
And I want to thank you. And if you play music, play by Charles Wright, Express Yourself.
I will. Actually, he's going to be sending, we are going to be doing another interview on him. He wants to come back on the show, and he's bringing a whole bunch of original stuff that he wants us to do. And so maybe when, if it's okay with you, I'll send you an invite when we do that. But we, we'll be able to talk to him during that interview.
Okay, then we'll just keep all that in mind. So I thank you so much, Church, Preach, Tabernacle, and that's the only way we're going to get any action. Church.
Okay. Have a good night.
Church.
All right. Bye.
One time, nigga.
Where?
What I do, they got a nigga still running from the police.
With the motherfucking knives on tight, you go.
I ain't got nothing on my mind. We're getting in some trouble and getting shot till they drop, leaving bloody blood puddles across the right into light. Now we in a gunfight, I can shoot the gays. Pebbles at the devils, a tired of night. It's on me.